Hello, ShellPoint. My name is Garth Crundwell, and I'm the Director of Spiritual Services at the Village Church. By now, you may have gathered that I'm new to ShellPoint and to Florida. You know, even before we arrived, people were talking to us about the three H's: heat, humidity, and hurricanes. Now, for a family of Midwesters moving into Florida, the talk about heat and humidity, we sort of get. We get some of that in Ohio, and certainly experienced a lot of that in Venezuela. But to talk about hurricanes and to hear life described as before Ian and after Ian, well, that was a bit troubling. The rains and flooding we've experienced thus far, well, nowhere near those of Hurricane Ian, have been both eye-opening and challenging. We have a lake behind our house, and we watched as it slowly encroached our backyard and wondered, will we have gators knocking on our back door? We've heard a lot about the trauma that some of you have experienced as a result of the devastating effects of Hurricane Ian. We can certainly understand that. We've seen the video clips of vehicles floating around the parking lots. We've heard the stories of pickups and boats hanging from trees and mobile homes being flooded up to the rooftops. But we've also heard the stories of your resiliency. We've heard the challenges of living in the Larson or in the garage for several days and of how uncomfortable that was. But it was also an opportunity for you to care for one another and the least of these among you. There's a remarkable story in the Gospels where Jesus' disciples experienced a Category 5 event. In Mark 4, 35 to 41, we read of this event. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lakes." So they took Jesus in a boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly, the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. And then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and the waves obey him." Did you catch Jesus' reaction to his disciples' fear? "Why are you afraid?" Ouch. Why are we afraid? But notice their deflection. "Teacher, don't you care?" What kind of question is that to ask Jesus? "Don't you care?" He was right there with them, in the boat, in the storm. Well, if we're honest, it's a question that we've all asked at some point in our lives. But then notice their reaction when he calms the storm. Do they thank him? No, the text says they were absolutely terrified. What was the object of their terror? Well, the question they asked each other reveals who or what terrified them. Who is this man? I'm struck by this question. These disciples have traveled with Jesus and seen him perform some amazing miracles. They've heard him preach and teach and seen the crowds follow him, yet they still ask, "Who is this man?" Maybe we're like them too. Maybe in our journey with Jesus, we've never clued into who he really is. The Apostle Paul gives us some insight in his letter to the Colossians. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Maybe it's because we really haven't grasped who Jesus is that events like hurricanes create such fear in us. There are three lessons for us from Mark's account of this Category 5 event. First, storms will come. Jesus said, "Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." Scripture reminds us, "But now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. The second lesson we learn from this is Jesus is with us in the storm. Where was Jesus? He was in the boat, in the storm, with the disciples. But unlike the disciples, he wasn't panicking. He was sleeping. What a picture. What a contrast. We've all been there, haven't we? You're in the middle of a Category 5 crisis, and it seems like God is off somewhere taking a nap. He doesn't seem to care. Don't take his seeming unresponsiveness to be a lack of care for you or your circumstances. When the storm comes, Jesus is with you. When the Category 5 blows its worst, he's right there with you. When you feel overwhelmed and ready to give up, don't panic. Jesus is with you and in control. The final lesson is this. It's only in the storm that we see Jesus for who he is. When Jesus asked his disciples why they were afraid, the word means fearful in the moderate sense. It's like a tropical depression. But when Jesus calms the storm, the Bible says they were terrified. A literal rendering of this is they feared with a great fear. Their fear of the storm was a tropical depression compared with the Category 5 fear they felt when they realized who it was that was really accompanying them in the boat. Throughout Mark's gospel and the other gospels, the disciples continually come to a new appreciation for who Jesus is. And you know what? It's always in the context of some crisis. And that makes sense to me. My growth as a person and as a believer in Jesus always comes as a result of a crisis. My wife and I experienced this truth when we experienced our own Category 5 crisis, cancer. My wife was diagnosed with uterine cancer 6 years ago. A friend texted us to say, "The C word is not cancer. The C word is Christ." The journey was rough. Don't get me wrong. Cancer is rough. And the repercussions are ongoing. But as we are focused on Jesus in the Category 5 storm, the peace that he has brought us is real. The assurance that we've received from the many prayers that went up literally around the world brought peace and hope. God brought us through the storm and gave us a new appreciation and understanding of who he is. So, storms will come. Be prepared. Jesus is with us in the storms. Don't be afraid. The storm can bring a renewed perspective on who Jesus really is. Worship him. Whatever you may be experiencing today, don't let your Category 5 crisis consume you. Rather, let it lead you to worship the one who only allows what is for your good and his glory into your life. Amen.